Hello, welcome back to the Kids for Life podcast. Today we're going to learn about Mary Anning, paleontologist. In a tiny cramped house on the south coast of England, there was a little girl called Mary, which was Mary Anning. Her house was so close to the sea that sometimes the storms would flood it. The wind and the storms that swept along the coast often revealed fossils in the cliffs along the shoreline. These are the remains of prehistoric plants or animals that died a long time ago. Mary could not go to school because her family was too poor. She taught herself to read and write. She studied geology to learn more about rocks and anatomy, to learn more about the skeletons and the prehistoric animals she found. One day, she saw a strange shape jutting out of a rock. Mary took her special little hammer and carefully chipped away at the rock. Bit by bit, she uncovered a 30-foot-long skeleton. Imagine finding a skeleton about 30 feet long. Feet is basically a meter. That's 30 feet long. Imagine finding a skeleton in a rock, having to chip away 30 feet. Imagine finding that. Imagine finding a 30-foot-long skeleton. It had a long beak, but it wasn't a bird. Rows of sharp teeth, but it wasn't a shark. Flippers, but it wasn't a fish. What do you think it is? And a long, thin tail. It was the first ever discovery of that kind of dinosaur and fossil. And she named it the Ichthyosaur, meaning fish lizard. At the time, people believed that Earth was only a few thousand years old. Mary's fossils helped prove that there had been life on our planet for hundreds of millions of years. Scientists from all over the world came to see Mary, the self-taught scientist who loved walking by the sea. Now the bit that I do know the riddle, she sells seashells by the seashore. Well, that actually comes from Mary Anning, because when she was younger, she used to sell seashells and fossils when she was little at the seashore for her parents' money. So that's where the riddle, she sells seashells by the seashore. You say that? She sells seashells by the seashore. It's a hard one. And in her own words, she said, "My name is well known throughout Europe. Thanks for listening.